So this is a lost and found story, I think. I moved from Baltimore reluctantly to take a job with a wonderful Harvard attorney, and I started my career that way and lived up in New England, Western New England. Berkshire County is where I lived, and I had a little familiarity with that growing up, so I knew it, and I moved there. And I began my life sort of on this long journey, always with the dream that I would one day, you know, find Mr. Right and get married and have a beautiful wedding, etc. And but I sort of felt like I was getting on a raft and getting farther and farther from all my dreams and shore. And Berkshire County was quite remote in 1979 when I left. Anyway, things way led on to way. You meet people, things happened. I had several proposals. I had three serious broken hearts. And I thought, after one son who was beautiful, but the guy I had him with decided that I wasn't right for him and he clearly was not right for me, I decided that this was enough. You know, I'd had enough. And throughout, you have to know, I was serious into faith and religion and whatnot, but I experimented a lot. I went from being a Catholic to a Unitarian to an Episcopalian and back to Catholicism, finally, in this last sort of 5 years of my journey. You can see I'm not exactly 25. I'm actually 68, and so I had pretty much given up on finding Mr. Right. And 10 years ago, I even attempted to join a Benedictine enclosed monastery so that I could, I figured it maybe if I couldn't do anything else, I could pray for people. Get them out of hell. Anyway, so they didn't take me. That's a true story. I was very defeated by that. And I thought, okay, fine, I'll start my own sort of interior contemplative life. And so I talked to my older siblings a lot, and, you know, my brother said, you really should try to pray the rosary. And I said, oh, really? You know, come on, get real. But I took his advice, and I started to pray the rosary. And it stuck for a while, and then I thought, no, this isn't really working for me. And anyway, it's struggling, and the journey was not so easy. And however, I managed to have a few good times in the meantime. So I really did decide I would, in the last 3 years, take the rosary up again. And my big sister had a lot to do with that decision. And I was reinventing sort of what my grandmother taught us. And I thought, this is a really nice tradition. And I really think I'm going to do this. So probably in 2018, I really started taking it seriously. So every single day since then, I have prayed the rosary. And I had given up on any kind of other life but to continue working, continue, you know, surviving and living and being with my church and my choir and singing, which is very meaningful to me, and praying the rosary. So I just experimented with the idea of meeting someone again. And I met this gentleman that it was prearranged. We agreed to meet at the Clark Art Institute in Williamstown. And he, because he's an artist, an abstract artist by trade, and trained as a classical musician. And these two things really inspired me. I thought, oh, well, he'll never want to go out with me. He's too smart and everything. So I thought, wouldn't this be interesting? And I love the Clark. So we went, and this exhibit was called Arabesque. And my name is an L, so if you, and I did some dancing in my life, and if you sort of draw an L, it's very arabesque-like, and very, there's movement, and there's, it's musical, actually. And so I was fascinated by this, and open to meeting this guy, and who was cute, you know, I thought he was cute. And so, but I also am very good at not saying yes to people, and I avoided 5 proposals in my life, and my best friend said, look, Louisa, if you decide to get married, you better let them know they should lock the door so you don't run out. And that is really the truth. One guy characterized me as a deer, that I would run away. And I often did run away. And so this gentleman, who was very kind and sweet and forthcoming, I felt very warm around him. But I thought, nope, I'm not going to go any further. So I got in my car. By then, I had gotten a license plate that said "Got Joy" on it. That was making me happy. You know what? I was finding happiness. But these little ways, not depending on anyone else. So I got in my car from the museum after a nice walk up the hill. He indicated he wanted, it was a nice date for him. He thought that it was more than he had expected, and I should reconsider and go out with him again. And I thought, well, no. But I'm glad you like me. So I got in my car, I looked in my rearview mirror, and at that moment I saw this guy wave, and it was the most adorable wave, and I thought, this is so familiar. And it really got me, but I was still pretty hard fast. So we went on several dates. I made these luscious picnics, elaborate glasses, you know, cloth, napkins, the whole nine yards. We, in COVID times, we took the car and sat by a stream in an area in Stockbridge where I grew up, and once in front of the Red Lion Inn, which is a one-horse town, if you know it. He stood in front of me and gave me a beautiful hug and a nice kiss. And he said, honestly, Louisa, I think that if you marry me, it could be the love like no other. And if you'll just please give me the chance, he said that to me. And that was the other thing that really stopped me. So stopped me from running, actually. So, but he didn't know that yet. So he said, what would it take to marry you? So me being with the rosary every day, and I'm thinking this is the Catholic thing, and I really should try to stick with the tenets of the Catholic Church if things are going to go better, because up till then, they did not go so well. So I said, well, you have to have an annulment from your prior marriage, and I can't marry you without that in the church I want to be married in if it's going to be sanctified by God, which is really should be our foundation. And he's not a man of particular faith in any particular religion. He does believe in things that are inexplicably miraculous. And this relationship was becoming exactly that. And for me, at least, I think for him also, when I finally said yes to him and that I would marry him, and so we had this remarkable return from New England to Baltimore, which was also part of my dream. I had, as I said, been on this raft floating farther and farther away from my home, where I felt the love of the land. Maryland is my home. Baltimore County is where I grew up. I mean, I still go out there and take walks in the fields and the horse paths where we used to ride. And all of this had such incredible meaning and significance to me. So I feel that a miracle has happened to me, and I was married in the church. I was baptized, first communion, and confirmed in. My high school friends came from Notre Dame. My grade school friends from St. John were my bridesmaids. From Smith College, my closest friend there also came. The only boss who really kept me on for 10 years came. And so I was able to, and my whole family came, and I was really able to pull this incredible journey of my life into one place on April 2nd, 2022. I have to... to tell my husband, Paul, that he is a saint, and we are working through many little things that have come up, and I am not the easiest person, and so I do love you, Paul, and...